Robert F. Kennedy Assassination Files Released. By Lowell Coffey Law on April 18, 2025. Tulsi Gabbard announced the release of previously classified files on the 1968 murder of Senator Robert F. Kennedy Friday morning following presidential orders earlier this year to declassify records that will reveal secrets about the assassinations that rocked the country in the 1960s. Kennedy's son, current Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., cited the two other infamous assassinations of that decade and told Breitbart News, "I'm very grateful to President Trump for lifting the veil on these documents. The assassination of JFK, RFK, and MLK were important crossroads that changed the trajectory of our country from an idealistic and transparent democracy to a dark and secretive autocracy." More than 10,000 pages of RFK documents were uploaded Friday morning into the National Archives, Director of National Intelligence, DNI, Tulsi Gabbard announced. More are coming. After searching FBI and CIA warehouses for records, an additional 50,000 pages of RFK assassination files were discovered, Gabbard reported. She said in a statement. Nearly 60 years after the tragic assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy, the American people will, for the first time, have the opportunity to review the federal government's investigation thanks to the leadership of President Trump. My team is honored that the president entrusted us to lead the declassification's efforts and to shine a long overdue light on the truth. Gabbard also extended her deepest thanks to Bobby Kennedy and the families, sick, support in the effort. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was 14 years old when his dad was killed moments after celebrating a California presidential primary victory in June of 1968 at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. Citing his father's autopsy and other evidence, the HHS secretary has long been critical of the official conclusion that convicted assassin and Palestinian refugee Sirhan Sirhan was the lone gunman who took his father's life. In fact, Kennedy supported Sirhan's parole from prison in 2022, which ultimately was denied by California Governor Gavin Newsom at the request of other family members. Lifting the veil on the RFK papers is a necessary step toward restoring trust in American government, Kennedy said in another statement. I'm grateful also to Tulsi Gabbard for her dogged efforts to root out and declassify these documents. He added to Breitbart. The release of these documents are an important milestone in President Trump's crusade to restore America as an exemplary republic and moral authority. President Trump has also ordered the release of all documents related to the murder of Martin Luther King Jr. and the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy. The civil rights leader was shot 2 months before Kennedy in a summer that rocked the conscience of America. For decades, all three assassinations have been the subjects of books and theories that question or contradict the government's official version of events. Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of Below the Line and 9 other novels and nonfiction crime titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.